SBS Radio.
I'm Bertrand Tungandami on NITV Radio, and I'm speaking here with Penelope Towney, a 7-year-old Wiradjuri Palawa kid based in the Illawarra. Penelope is talking to us about her short film, which is premiering on NITV this Friday, October 15 at 7:30 p.m. The movie is called The Land We Are On with Penelope Towney. Pen will start our yarn with an acknowledgement of country. If you can start, Pen.
Yeah, yam to Murangi Mob. Are you well? You and to Penelope Towney. Palu do Mara Numba. Jerma Tunya Padu Wiradjuri Palawa. My name's Penelope Towney. I'm 7. I'm proud to be Wiradjuri Palawa. I wish to acknowledge and pay Yinjamara respect to all Darawa and Nguyen people. They acknowledge that this always was and always will be their land, where I live, here in the beautiful Illawarra. I would also like to acknowledge and pay Yinjamara to my people, the Wiradjuri and Palawa. I acknowledge and pay Yinjamara to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and I pay Yinjamara to the many different Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander nations which make up this continent. I pay Yinjamara to everyone at NITV Radio for having me on their show. And I pay Yinjamara to all that Winningara listen to me. Mandangawu. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Pen. That's really, really moving. And Pen, can you tell us why are acknowledgements of country so important for people to do?
I think performing an acknowledgement of country is a really gabon, great way to show respect to the land that you're on and the people whose land that it is. I explain a bit about this in my film. Before white settlers came, we didn't cut up our land with fences. We used trees, rivers, creeks and other natural markers. I reckon mostly the old people would have waited until they were welcomed before crossing onto another traditional owner's country. And when they were, they would have really acknowledged that. Maybe brought gifts and gave respect and gave thanks. Again, I think it really comes down to paying Yinjamara respect. Not all First Nations people perform welcomes or acknowledgements of country, but for me, as a Wiradjuri and Palawa kid, yeah, I definitely do.
Now, going back to your movie, why did you want to make this film?
I guess it started for me when I spoke up at a Black Lives Matter rally in Dubbo on Wiradjuri country last year, which I attended with my pop, Townie, and mum. One of the elders asked if anyone wanted to speak up on the mic, and I told my mum I was going to say something. I made my way up to the front of the Munumbidibana, very big crowd of over 400 people, and then everyone cheered and clapped their hands, which made me feel really magawa, happy. Mum had spoken to me before about making films and had asked if it was something I wanted to do. I really love speaking about my culture and speaking in language. I've done drama lessons for years and I'm pretty confident. So I decided on giving filmmaking a try.
What was it like for you making and being featured in the film?
My short film, which is titled The Land We're On with Penelope Towney, goes for a little bit over 6 minutes. In it, I speak over 500 words in a combination of Wiradjuri, Palawakani and English. I practiced my lines for a couple of months. There was a lot to it, but I had a pretty gabun memory. My dad appears in the film with me. That made me feel strong. In it, he paints me up in ochre that I collected with him, Pop and my mum. Sometimes the practice would get a bit tiring, but I never ever gave up. It's really nice to set goals, work towards them, and then achieve them. To achieve greatness, you have to try your best, and that is what I do, always. I watched a documentary with Kathy Freeman recently. She trained so hard and never gave up. Seeing people achieving greatness like she did, and she still does. That's inspiring to me.
And have you heard from other people how they feel about the film?
My mom and I had spoken about the film and where the best place would be for it to be screened. Nervously, Mum sent off an email with a little bit about me, what I've been up to, and the link to my very recently finished film to the team at NITV. I think it had only been an hour after Mum sent the email that Tanya from NITV gave us a call. She said that she had watched the film with others in the office and they'd all gotten emotional and that they loved it too. That big effort was all worth it. And now I'm going to be on TV. How cool is that?
Indeed, that's pretty cool. But do you want to make more films? And why?
I definitely want to make more films. We have heaps of ideas in mind for where I'll go from here. Things are on hold for a little while of late due to us being on lockdown here in the Illawarra and Sydney. But now things have started opening up again. I can't wait to get back into it and show everyone what I'm truly, truly capable of. For me, I love sharing my knowledge. And if people can, Winningara, listen to me and maybe even learn a thing or two from that, I think it's a really gabon thing. Mandungawu, thank you. Gawaiyu, later.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.